Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
From CNN, I'm Afoma Dike with the five things you need to know for Monday, March 25th.
It's disappointing.
That's White House National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby, reacting to news that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu canceled a trip his top two advisors were scheduled to make to Washington this week to discuss Israel's planned ground invasion in Rafah. That's according to two Israeli officials. Today, the U.S. abstained from voting on a U.N. Security Council resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. And because the U.S. didn't veto the proposal, the resolution passed. Here's Kirby earlier today.
Our vote does not, and I repeat that, does not represent a shift in our policy. We have been clear and we've been consistent in our support for a ceasefire as part of a hostage deal. But because the final text does not have key language that we think is essential, like a condemnation of Hamas, we could not support it.
Now to the latest on two of Donald Trump's court cases. The judge overseeing the former president's hush money criminal trial has scheduled it to start on April 15th. The judge's ruling came after he dismissed Trump's motion to throw out the indictment. But he's giving Trump's lawyers a chance to file an additional motion to delay the trial, based on pretrial publicity concerns, and is giving the New York District Attorney 1 week to respond. Here's Trump addressing reporters after the hearing.
This is a case that could have been brought 3.5 years ago, and now they're fighting over dates because they want to try and do it during the election. This is election interference. That's all it is, election interference. And it's a disgrace. We'll obviously be appealing.
Meanwhile, in Trump's civil fraud case, he praised an appeals court's decision to reduce his bond from $464 million to $175 million and gave him an extra 10 days to find the cash. A judge found Trump, his adult sons, and his company fraudulently inflated the value of his assets. But he had been struggling to come up with the means to post the full bond. The court's ruling staves off the prospect of the New York Attorney General seizing Trump's property to enforce the judgment against him for now. The Biden administration has publicly accused several Chinese hackers of sweeping attacks on U.S. companies on behalf of China's Civilian Intelligence Service. The multi-agency crackdown includes criminal charges and a multi-million dollar reward for information on the seven men who were indicted in the Eastern District of New York. According to the complaint, the hackers' targets included a defense contractor that made flight simulators for the U.S. military. Beijing has denied the accusations and in turn accused the U.S. of conducting its own hacking operations against China. Apple, Google, and Meta are just some of the tech giants under investigation by the European Union, which suspects them of failing to comply with the new EU antitrust law. The Digital Markets Act went into effect earlier this month to help promote competition in digital services. It requires dominant platforms like Apple, Google, and Meta to give users more choices and rivals more opportunities to compete. European Commissioner Thierry Breton was on CNN's Quest Means Business last week.
If you don't fulfill your obligations now to have the benefit to enjoy the biggest digital market of the free world, but we have rules, and if you don't fulfill these rules, yes, you will pay a fine, or if you don't comply, yes, we could propose a breakup.
Violations of the Digital Markets Act could result in tens of billions of dollars in fines. All three companies have said they are working to comply with the Digital Markets Act. Coming up, Chick-fil-A announces changes to its chicken.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey, welcome back. Chick-fil-A says it's reversing its pledge to abandon antibiotics to maintain its high-quality chicken supply. The fast food chain is now embracing the looser industry standard to avoid antibiotics that are, quote, important to human medicine. That standard is embraced by the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the World Health Organization. Antibiotic use in food production has come under scrutiny in recent years, as humans become more resistant to some treatments due to increased exposure to the drugs through food. That's a wrap. Join us again at 6 p.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.